Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio. We're going to listen a moment to a song called Jaira.
When I'm lacking,
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. Praise the Lord. There's a few little prayer warriors on waiting for others, but we're going forward now after the praise and worshiping the Lord, giving him glory and honor for this brand new day he's added to our lives, all the blessings that came with it. Praise God. Our scripture reading will be coming from Jude, the 24th verse. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Bless the Lord for the reading of the word, and pray that we will govern ourselves in obedience in reading and hearing and accepting what his will is in the name of Jesus. We bless the Lord. Praise the Lord again. Thank God again for all his great and mighty acts. And thank God for renewed mercies every morning for his grace. Oh, every opportunity we get an opportunity to say glory to the Lord or praise him, to magnify him, to thank him, we ought to do so because he did so many marvelous and wonderful things when he went through all he went through on the way to Calvary and on the cross and as going into the grave and taking back the keys. And now, glory, at the right hand of the Father, making intercessions on our behalf. We bless the Lord for our Savior and our advocate, Jesus Christ. Father, forgive us for every offense against the word today and in anything that we have done. Glory, in spite of all the things that are going on in life, there is no excuses for anything we do contrary to your will, but we do thank you for your mercy with us. We do thank you for that grace. We thank you for giving us the opportunity to come to the throne of grace boldly to obtain mercy. And glory to God to even ask for forgiveness, according to 1 John 1:9. God, we ask you, Lord God, today to help us, glory to God, to stay on that path of the straight and narrow as we yield ourselves, glory to God, and avail ourselves available to you. God, let it not be just lip service, but help us to stay focused every day, looking unto you, the author and the finish of our faith. We bless you today and thank you, glory to God, for every opportunity, glory to God, of every day, all the things that you provide for us, being our Jehovah Jireh. Thank you for the peace that you give us, and the peace you sent, glory to God, not as the world gives, but that peace that does pass all understanding. You said when we keep our hearts and minds steadfast, you'll keep us in peace. Lord, we bless you for being our shepherd. Oh, what a mighty God and awesome God you are. We thank you for that amazing grace. And God, we pray, glory to God, continuously for healings and deliverance for all the things, glory to God, that are going on now. Help us to keep our trust and our faith in you, knowing, glory to God, you have the answer for every situation. Oh, God, we bless you today. We thank you, Lord God, for a blessing and bringing deliverance for those that we've been praying and interceding for, even the ones that we have not and others are praying. We're thanking you, Lord God, for your manifestation in every way. Glory to God, whatever it may be, whether it's dealing with any part of the heart or dealing with the families or dealing with their financial situation or dealing with grief or dealing with the circumstances they believe in or for their jobs or whatever it is, going through these storms and going through all kinds of horrific things. God, you're the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. So we thank you. Thank you for those that have fought, glory to God, so hard for to make a difference in the lives of many people, glory to God, no matter what their nationality is, because there's been struggles all around the globe. But we do thank you, Lord God, even for bringing us through some things, glory to God, and still bringing us through in some things as believers, and also, glory to God, even for the race that we are. God, we just bless you. Help us to recognize you, not walk in prejudice, not walk in nothing else but your love. God, we know, glory to God, there's an enemy out there always doing something to cause disruption and confusion and chaos, but our God is the answer to every situation. So, Lord, we just thank you today. We bless you and honor you. We thank you, glory to God, for your divine touch. Glory to God, for touching our bodies, touching our minds, our families, and our the different loved ones and the different, glory to God, people that we know as well as the body of Christ. And God, as we pray for those that don't know you in the part of their sins, open up their hearts and open up their minds. Give them a mindset, glory to God, to want to be saved, to be delivered. Or let truth, glory to God, come to them and their eyes come open and their ears come open to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying and to receive and accept. God, we pray for those in the body of Christ that got caught up in isms and schism and compromise and glory to God, going through this power struggles and some of them in denying and justifying who the true and living God is, glory to God, because they're trying to put him in a box and say this, that, and the other and saying, oh, no, because they caught up in religion instead of caught up in the truth. And you said the truth will make us free. God, I thank you, Lord God, for blessing those eyes that are coming open and ears coming open so that we can be on one accord. But you said, how can two walk together lest they agree? God, you said in your word that we are the light of the world. Then also that, glory to God, the salt, glory to God, that we are, that's supposed to dissolve and get into people's hearts and minds and spirit, glory to God, of knowing what the truth is and to be able to be led by the Spirit of God in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, glory to God, that people will get to a place that they won't be so caught up on prejudice and hatred and caught up, glory to God, in denying and justifying and reasoning and analyzing and getting caught up, glory to God, to try to appease them, their flesh. God, we know that your word in these last days that men will become lovers of their flesh and love pleasures of glory to God more than lovers of you and more glory to God than want to hear or do what you say. God, we just ask you right now as we continue to pray and believe in you as we walk in the light and walk in the truth, because we might be the only Bible somebody read. God, help us, glory to God, to make sure that what we're doing is lining up with your word, that we stay on the path of the straight and narrow, that not leaning to the left or the right, that we won't perpetrate the fraud. God, we won't put stumbling blocks in other people's way. But we are praying like never before. Strengthen us and help us get that, help us to have that courage and to know who we are in you and who you are in us, that we may stand firm and be steadfast, unmoved, always abound in the work of the Lord. God, we come against the satanic force of the enemy, glory to God, are trying to come as a counterfeit against the things of God. Oh, we know many of, glory, people have been seduced and they've been caught up, glory to God, of feelings and emotions, and they've been caught up, glory to God, with lies and glory to God, because you said the enemy is a liar from the beginning. He's the father of lies. He's the spirit of deception. He's always busy trying to keep people from getting to Christ, or even if they came, he want to make them, cause them to have things, glory to God, to try to punch holes in what God says so he can have a way for them to pull away in the name of Jesus, or either get caught up in compromising. But God, the power of prayer along with faith and obedience, glory, we're going to walk in the truth and hold up that bloodstained banner, and we're going to continue to cry loud and spare not, tell your people of their transgression, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, to exalt and to encourage and to build and to tear down and to uproot according to your word in the name of Jesus. God, we want to come before you with clean hands. God, we ask you, Lord God, to help us even anything that might be still in our hearts, that whether it's from childhood, whether it's from relationships, whether it's from things that we have gone through or things that we may have said or done, God, we come against condemnation and the guilt trip and all that the enemy send these words out. God, help us to counteract it with what your word says. We believe truth, and God, we believe your report. Help us to stand on it and not be swayed by all the manipulation and the lies and the dictation that the enemy brings, so that we can be able to help others come out of darkness into the light. You told, glory to God, Peter, when the enemy desires to sift them as wheat, but you're praying that his faith faileth not, and that, glory to God, that he would be in a place where when he'd been converted, he can strengthen his brother. So, God, that word is for us as well in the name of Jesus, so we can be an encouragement and we can be a light and we can have the wisdom and the knowledge to spread the gospel in the name of Jesus. And for those that are going through, they can recognize that no matter what, when the enemy make them think that they're the only ones, we can testify of the goodness of the Lord and what he's already done and what he is doing in us. In the name of Jesus, there is none like you. What a mighty God. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing those that have the prophetic. Thank you for those that have the healing. Thank you, Lord, for those with the gifts of the faith. Faith. Thank you for those over to God that can preach and teach the word of God. Thank you for the prayer warriors. Thank you for those over to God that have such a love and meekness and so know how to draw people to Christ. Thank you for all of those with their administrative gifts and all the different other kind of gifts that you give, even in the world, glory to God, for them to make a difference and draw people together. Thank you for, glory to God, even the gift that you give for to cause them to gain wealth. God, we thank you, Lord God, for you got everything in your word and how you told us to operate in this land. God, this is a foreign land, but while we're here, you give us what we need. Glory to God, but we're still supposed to be holding up the bloodstained banner. Oh, glory to God, let the light shine. We're supposed to be still yet be the salt of the earth. So, God, in the midst of all that, God, help us to walk in the joy and the peace and the power and the anointing, all with the whole armor of God and the Holy Spirit, glory to God, indwelling and manifested through our submission to him. In the name of Jesus, help us to have that spirit of worship and thanksgiving. Help us to keep speaking and decreeing and declaring what your word says over our lives as family as well as others that we pray for. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing us to be able to stand and hold up, glory to God, what your word is saying concerning sin and concerning, glory to God, holiness and righteousness, and glory to God for others to be able to see this thing is real. God is real, and he's still operating right now in this land in the name of Jesus. And he desires for to save, deliver, and set free. But whosoever will, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that you're still delivering people, glory, out of sin, but you're still healing bodies from cancer, from heart trouble, glory to God, spiritually and naturally, from, glory to God, pancreas problems and aneurysms and things with arthritis and all kinds of other diseases going on, glory to God, with the kidneys and things that are going on with the eyes and glory to God, people are not being able to hear and ears are becoming open to the truth spiritually and naturally. Thanking you, glory to God, for blessing whatever the situation is. Glory to God, you are delivering and you're still saving, even from COVID and all kind of other diseases and things they don't even have, glory to God, names for. Glory to God, we thank you, Lord God, for still delivering people out of darkness. We thank you, Lord God, for even healing, glory to God, when people, glory to God, have gotten caught up in things, glory to God, when their bodies are shutting down, God, and the doctor say everything is over, and God turns right back around. So those that have been praying and standing in the gap, and even sometimes you just do miracles, regardless of whether somebody really, glory to God, know you or don't know you, and you turn back around and prove, and that just prove yourself, and that just even cause others to turn to you or come to you or come to the knowledge of the truth that there is a true and living God. God, I bless you. I pray for the yokes to be destroyed for those that are caught up in cults and gang banging, those that are caught up, glory to God, in religious spirits, those that are caught up, glory to God, any type of demonic force that has pulled them off track from, glory to God, things, God, those that have been portrayed and they so hurt, they're caught up, glory to God, in hatred, and other ones are caught up in prejudice. And God, we're thanking you for those yokes being destroyed in the name of Jesus. We're praying, glory, against those spirits that have people feeling so lonely and so out of it and think, glory, there's no way out. We come against the spirit of suicide. We curse and cancel that assignment now in the name of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, for releasing them out of the hand of the enemy and, glory to God, putting them into a place where they can come to know truth and come to know, glory to God, you as Savior and Lord. We are thanking you, Lord God, for delivering those that are backslidden, glory to God, because they were hurt from this situation or that situation or in the church or in their home or because of a marriage or because of a death or whatever it may be. We plead the blood of Jesus, all the lies that the enemy said and even the voices that got some so tormented they can't sleep or rest and, glory to God, is still rehearsing what happened 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago. Glory to God, still haven't gotten over a situation or circumstance where the enemy got them captive and holding them in, glory to God, as hostage. Oh, riandore me kando robo sheta, robo shata. We're praying for those spirits, glory to God, to loose them now in the name of Jesus. Every foul and unclean spirit now, loose them in Jesus' name. Every lie and deception, all we plead the blood of Jesus. Those, glory to God, with those generational curses going right on down through cancer or this, that, and the other, or kidney problems or this one with suicide and those demons, glory to God, that's plotting and have certain territories where they have, glory to God, have people just murdering and killing their families or either other ones, glory to God, they can't seem to stay in a marriage or stay in a relationship or those, glory to God, is baby after baby after baby after baby after baby after baby, glory to God, because they can't seem, glory to God, to grasp, Glory to God, to wait for a mate or wait on time, glory to God, or just being able just to not be caught up in lust and this, that, and the other. Oh, the enemy got so many territories that he, glory to God, are trying to conquer in certain areas, and some things he have really destroyed lives. But God, we are praying for those yokes to be destroyed so people, glory to God, can live and have a life and come and live in you. And even for those that can't keep a job, some, glory to God, it seems like they can't get out of the circumstances, the situation. They keep dictating to them. They say, what's the use? Well, I might as well live like, because it done went through my generation so much, and this, that, and the other. Oh, the blood of Jesus. He said do the same thing with sickness, but he's a liar in the blood of Jesus. We are praying for those yokes to be destroyed, whether it be in our families, whether it be in people that we know around in the areas where we are. We plead the blood of Jesus. We come against, glory to God, that murdering demon, that, glory to God, in certain sections of, glory to God, of the cities, or glory to God, out of the counties, or glory to God, of the state, or glory to God, all the United States, or just certain areas, on that spirit of poverty, we curse and cancel those assignments through the blood of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. I take authority over it, along with the touch and the grin, with those that are praying around the globe for these things and these people's lives and our lives and everything else that's going on. Jesus, glory to God, is still Lord, and he is still doing great and mighty things. No matter how much forces of the enemy showing his head, God is still in control. Help us to keep the faith, no matter how bleak it looks, in the name of Jesus. You got a way, glory to God, of coming in and doing some things, and glory to God, sending off some bombs, and glory to God, annihilating some things, glory to God, and doing some things that no man can do, glory to God, except God did it. And even some people that get so caught up, this has been going on so long, what's the use praying? But the devil is a liar. That's what he wants us to believe, but he is a liar. We got to keep standing until and speaking until this mountain be displaced, whatever it is, glory to God, in our lives. So, God, we thank you. You are so wonderful, awesome, phenomenal God that you are. Oh, there is none like thee, O Lord, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Thank you for all the giftings that you put in the body. Thank you for the power that you've given us. Thank you for the authority that you give us. Help us to know who we are and whose we are and walk in it, glory to God, to stay in that word and spend time with you and keep communion with you in the name of Jesus, and glory to God. And don't break, glory to God, the cycle of really spending time with you, letting other things, glory to God, become idols in our lives, distracting us in the name of Jesus. So, God, I pray, God, as we continue to be strengthened with one another, because you said a house divided against itself or kingdom divided against itself can't stand. So even in a family or whatever else, glory to God, that you put together and the enemy comes in, it can't stand if we are walking contrary to what your word is saying. Oh, God, we just thank you, Lord God, for restoring, for healing, for deliverance. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Sir, we thank you, Lord God, for saving. We thank you, glory to God, for raising us up to do great and mighty exploits for you. In the name of Jesus, we pray for these powerful prayer warriors, glory to God, that stand so, glory to God, faithful and walk in such power and authority according to your word. No one, glory to God, that come to exalt flesh, but to exalt you, God, and to see magnificent, marvelous, wonderful, glory to God, phenomenal healings and deliverance and encouragement taking place in the body of Christ. And God, we pray for that all around the globe. We thank you for greater things even happening around us and around the globe that we not hearing of, but we know by faith it is being manifested. We just want to see more of it. So glory to God, the more of the territory of the enemy can be torn down and glory to God, eradicated and dismantled. And we take authority over him now and send him back to the dry places from whence he came and curse and cancel any transfer of spirits and glory to God, anything to reoccurrences. Thank you for the blood covering, even through these elements and these storms and all these other things that we hear that's so horrific, along with all the other shooting and this, that, and the other that's going on. Oh, we plead the blood of Jesus. We are speaking life, glory to God, life, glory to God, to our youth, life to people, life to ourselves, and blessings, glory to God, and protection and shield. Oh, God, we rebuke and bind him and loose him from those setups and traps and plots. And even, glory to God, from those that say they are mentally, glory to God, impaired or have some problems. But all of this, glory to God, is just not just mental. And we know that comes from the devil, but a lot of it just evilness, just determined, glory to God, to have self-will. But God, we know, glory to God, what your word can do. So we got to continue to let the light shine and not love because of the darkness that's around us. Let's bring light for standing on your word with faith. In the name of, when fear try to come up against us, help us to cast those cares, tear down them strongholds, glory to God, and rebuke, glory to God, any imagination that try to exalt itself against you, glory to God, you, glory to God, in your word, bind it up and glory to God, bring it into captivity, and glory to God, speaking what your word says, not what the situation is. Help us to be wise about what we see and what we hear, what we let get in our spirits. You told us to guard our hearts with all diligence. We can speak it and preach it, but are we doing it? Just like you said, in your word, hearers and doers. And those that have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. God, help us to know we can't be a part-time lover, and we can't serve no two masters. We can't eat up the devil's table and yours too as well, the blood of Jesus. And you said they will know us by, we are your disciples, by the love we have one for another. And they will also, we will also know, glory to God, the tree by the fruit it bears. God, help us to be bearing good fruit. Not fruit that, glory to God, causes apple on the tree. Glory to God, is it good? Is it worms in it, parasites in it? Glory to God, it may look good to the eye, but what's in it? Glory to God, help us to make sure that we don't have a show of an appearance of, glory to God, of the knowledge of God and his anointing appear to be, but glory to God, in our hearts be other things going on. Lord, let this heart be, glory to God, and this mind be of Christ. God, we thank you so much for your loving kindness. Thank you again for these men and women, God, that you will bless and move and minister and encourage and glory to God, move in their house and their families. God, glory to God, on their jobs and whatever it is, glory to God, even in their minds. God, help us to know that we are not alone because you're always with us. But help us to know that you put people around us. If we open our eyes and our ears and let you speak to us and not let fear and what experiences we had in time past to get in the way, God, you will bless us to who we can connect with, who to be friends, who are to be associates, who are to be prayer warriors, who are to be people that we can trust, and other ones, glory to God, that we can just be able just to associate with. You will give us that right to divide the truth of what is what, if we just trust you. But when we feel like, because I've been through this, that, and the other, we're not really trusting you. Every area, you're teaching us more and more how to trust and rest in. You have not given us the spirit of fear about going in and going out. You didn't give us a spirit of fear about going out, who to embrace and who not to embrace. You give us wisdom. You give us direction. The Spirit of the Lord, glory to God, will bring us into all truth. In the name of Jesus, nothing broken and missing in you. And you'll teach us to sow how we are to just to rest in the Lord. Thank you again for Mother Alexander. Glory to God, even in her time of bereavement, that woman stands on the word. Glory to God, even for her sister going on to glory. And then in that, my prayer was that she'll be able to see, glory to her, glory to God, before that time comes and be able to get to Panama. And I know we've been praying for her to get there. We still believe it, she'll get there. But in the midst of that, she's still saying her sister's in a better place. She is saying, glory to God, just still glorifying the Lord, still magnifying the Lord, still talking about his goodness. I know she's not made of iron, but God, we just still pray for her comfort and encouragement and blessing her family and strengthening and encouraging them too as well. So, God, we just praise you and thank you that no matter what, she still uplifts the name of Jesus. She don't break down and get caught up and go into a cocoon or whatever. But, God, I just pray, glory to God, that she continue to release things over your hands. And even this, glory to God, will not be on her family right now, that you just bless her and just blanket her, glory to God, with your love and keep her surrounded with your, glory to God, your anointed and your angels being camped. Glory to God, so we'll send your minister and angels to her. And God, thank you for the anointing that's in her life, that she's still, glory to God, concerned about others and praying. And God, we thank you for all of those that are going through grief or sorrow, any of us that already have, that we continue, glory to God, to lift you up and let you comfort us through the Holy Spirit. Let you direct us that we walk in faith and not in fear. No matter what the circumstances are presented to us, help us to speak life. Because anytime we open a door for fear, the enemy's going to bind us up. He's going to have us crippled in some area, glory to God, when we can't really be to the fullness of what God wants. God, help us to cast every care, every burden. You said, all you that are laboring and heavy laden, come to you and you'll give us rest. Take your yoke and learn of you, because you are meek and lowly. Your burden is light and your yoke is easy. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, for that divine peace and that joy that we can have in you. Help us as we walk through this terrain, glory to God, on this path. And whatever's going on in our life that we are lacking or we need is found in your word. Help us to just release it and let you, glory to God, guide us. And there's different kinds of fears we all may have, but you say cast the care and cast the concern back. No matter what it is, you got an answer and an antidote for every situation. So we just love you today, and we appreciate you. Glory to God that the enemy will not have us bound, so we can have our ears open to move when the Spirit of the Lord say move. And, Lord, we love you, we appreciate you, and we adore you. And, God, we release these things back in your hands as we call our peace and our joy back in. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Thank the Lord. Praise God. go by who was on first, and Mother Alexander. Praise the Lord. We're going to have her to pray. Glory to God. After her, I see, I saw Mother Pastor Bird one time, but she's gone. Hopefully, I guess she'll come back. But anyway, Mother McCormick, she'll be next. Brother Black, if Pastor come back on, we'll have her after Mother Black. But if she doesn't, we're going to have Pastor Sims next. Amen. So at this time, glory to God, Mother. I don't see Pastor, Mother Willette's name here, but preferably if there's nothing she has to do, she'll come on later too as well. But we're having in that order, Mother Alexander, Mother McCormick, Brother Black, Pastor Bird, if she comes back on, and if she doesn't, then right after that we'll have Mother Pastor Bird, Pastor Sims. So at this time we'll receive none other than our Evangelist Mother Alexander.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father God, as we come before you to give you thanks, Lord, give you praise, because you're a God that hears everything. You are the only living God, and we worship you, Lord God. We love you, Father, and we see only you we serve. No other God but you, Lord. Lord, you said in your word, you'll never leave us nor forsake us. You said in your word, Lord, if we pray, that let us know, Lord God, that prayer is the key. Regardless what goes on here in this world or here on earth, prayer is the key for your people. And Lord, we believe, Lord God, that if you said it, it shall stand. No weapon formed against us shall prosper when we stand faithfully on your word, Lord God, knowing that you are a deliverer, you are a provider, and you are the healer. There is no healer but you, Lord God. There is no deliverer but you, Lord God. And without you, Lord, we be lost. So, Lord, we thank you today. Thank you for waking up us this morning in a sound mind and a healthy body, Lord God. Only you can do it, Heavenly Father. It's only you can keep us going, Lord God. And Lord, we praise your name and we glorify you and we thank you, Lord, for keeping us, Lord. And Lord, we said in a word, we'll never, never be slack in praising you and in keeping up with your word. Because your word is what keeps us strong. Your word is our healer. Your word is our provider, because if you said it, Lord, whatever comes, and we stand on that promises, knowing that you are a God that hears and knows all things, because we know nothing is hidden from you, Heavenly Father, and we cannot hide anything from you. We might can hide from men, but not from the living God. And, Lord, we're standing on the promises right now, Lord God, praying for families, Lord God, praying for brothers and sisters, Lord God. For, Lord, you see all that goes on, Lord God. But we know that you hear us, Lord, and you tell us if we pray. So, Lord, we pray, Lord God, that you continue to keep them, Lord God. Keep them going strong. Keep them seeking you, because your word is what's going to make a change in things. Oh, God, touch the heart of your people, Lord, that they come to know that it's all about you, Lord God, all about believing in your word and standing on your word, knowing that if you said we have authority over the adversary, stand and take that authority. Don't let the adversary pull us down. But Lord God, your promises is what we believe in. And we're standing on those promises that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. No weapon formed against our offspring shall prosper. No weapon formed against our brothers and sisters in Christ shall prosper. Oh God, help us to stand faithful, Lord, and to pray down these foul spirits that attack the mind of the brother and sisters, Lord. Pray them down in the name of Jesus, because they shall not have authority over a mind. Father, you gave us a sound mind. Help us to walk and to stand faithful, Lord God, knowing that nothing this earth should have control over your word, Lord God. If you said it, we as children of the living God shall stand on it. Help us, Father God, to know that no matter what goes on, we can stand because of who we are in Christ Jesus. Oh God, we pray for those that is in authority, Heavenly Father. Have mercy, Lord God. Oh God, help them to recognize who they really are, Lord God, and stand faithful, because your promise is not failing. Is any fail going on, it's with us, but not with your word. If you said it, we hold on to it, we will see the victory, because victory is ours. Christ made a way for us to stand faithful, believe in him, trust in him, stand on his word regardless what's coming, knowing that God already tell us we are more than conquerors. We should be able to stand on his word faithful and be immovable. Stand on his word regardless what's coming, knowing that Jesus is our protector. Jesus is our provider. But when we believe and stand on his promises, then we know who we are in him. No matter what come against us, God hear you when you cry out to him. Cry out to God. Be sincere in your crying out. And God will provide, baby. God will provide. Father God, I thank you today, Lord. Thank you for making a way for us all on the prayer line, Lord God. Thank you for strengthening us, Lord God, knowing that we are more than conquerors in everything we do or touch, Lord God. For you are the God that gave us the authority and the power, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for we are overcomers. According to your word, Lord God, in Revelation 12 and 11, we are overcomers. We know that your word said it, we live it, then we shall take our stand and stand. Because you have not said nothing that not come to pass. You said, if we pray, Lord, thank you for cleansing the land, because no matter what men do, if you don't move a finger, nothing can be done. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving men the knowledge to know what to do, Lord God. Thank you for cleansing the land, Lord. Thank you for even cleansing the water, Lord God. Because only you can do it, Father God. And Lord, we thank you. We praise your holy name, Father God. Thank you for watching over our grandchildren and our great-grands, Lord God. Because only you can keep them, Father. Help us to continue to pray. Help us to continue to cry out, stand in the gap for these young people, Lord God. Regardless where they are, Lord God, stand in the gap for them, praying, Lord God, binding up the works of the enemy that come against the mind, Lord God. For it's in Jesus' name we have authority. We have the power to stand and to pray down these foul spirits that come to kill and steal and destroy. Lord God, we thank you this morning. We thank you for being so good to us, Lord God. For bringing us through all things, Lord. Putting shelter over our head, Lord. Food on our table. Clothes on our back. Only you did it for us all, Lord God. Oh God, I pray that brothers and sisters will seek you more, Lord God. And stand boldly claiming the victory that is theirs. God, we bind up all these diseases that come against the people. We binding it up in the name of Jesus. Heart disease, high disease, liver disease, kidney disease, high blood pressure. We binding up those foul spirits. Help us, Lord, to stand faithful, knowing that if you said we can, we can. And Lord, I thank you for your grace and your mercy in my life, Lord God. Thank you for your grace and your mercy in my family's life, Lord God. Thank you for the grace and mercy in my sisters and brothers' life, Lord God. Those who know and those who don't know are standing in the gap, Lord God, because you gave us the authority, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us all on the prayer line. Keep us going all the way, Lord God. The head of the prayer line, God, continue to keep us strong in the name of Jesus. Bind up anything that try to umpire in the name of Jesus. And we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. In Jesus' name, we claim victory, Lord God. For we are more than conquerors. We are prayer warriors for the living God. That we stand boldly when we stand. In Jesus' name, we claim victory, Lord. Victory in every area of our life. And no weapon formed against our family shall prosper. No weapon in the mighty name of Jesus. And all those that is on the prayer line, Father God, help them to claim the victory that you have given to them. Help them, Lord. They hear our prayers, knowing that when we pray with all we have, that God will hear their cry, and that all they have to do is seek him more, because a prayer warrior just not praying for praying. No, when she prays, she mean business. So we must believe that when we're on the prayer line, and we hear prayer warriors on the line, they're making a way and clearing the road for those that is listening, because God have us on this prayer line for a reason. And Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank God for Pastor Hubble tonight. We thank God for Mother Adriana, and we thank God for other ones that come behind us in the name of Jesus. We just come, Lord, tonight, Lord, just thanking you, Lord God, ask you to forgive us for every sin and fault that we might have said or done. We just thank you, Heavenly Father, for just being that God that see and that God that knows all things, God. We just thank you, Lord God, for your word, because we know that that word is what we have to stand on, and that word can change us if we let it. And we just thank you, Lord God, because we know that the Bible said, ever learning but never coming into the knowledge of the truth. And, Lord God, help us not to just be reading the word and not change it, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to let that word change our heart and our mind as we walk this journey, as we go forward in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you on today, God. We thank you for how you woke us up this morning, starting us on a brand new day that we never seen before. Oh, God, you didn't have to do it, but you looked beyond our fault and you saw our needs. So, God, we just thank you, Lord God, for your grace and your mercy, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, for realizing, Heavenly Father God, if you hadn't done it, we just couldn't do it. We just couldn't move. But we praise you for your goodness and your mercy on today. And we praise you right now, Lord. We thank you for faith, knowing that now faith is the subject of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So, God, we just thank you this afternoon. We just thank you, Lord, for just being alive. It's just a blessing to be alive. It's just a blessing to have our right mind. It's just a blessing to be able to see and to be able to walk and nobody have to pull us around or whatever. And even though those that might not can't go for and do that, it's a blessing for them to yet be breathing and being in the world. So, God, we thank you, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, for the joy that you give us, because we know the joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And we thank you for just giving us the understanding to know that we can be different. We don't have to walk around here being the same old way. There can be a change in our life if we just choose which way to go. And that's the thing. We got to choose which way to go. We can either go the way to the devil, or we can go the way to Jesus. And the right way, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, that no man cometh to the Father but by me. He said, if you go in the other way, you're a thief and a robber. So, God, so we pray that people will realize that you are the way. You are the way to the throne. You are the way that can help them to be different. They don't have to walk around here doing things in the wrong way. They can make a difference in life. It's up to each and every individual to be able to be different, to be changed. So we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, that shed that sinner's blood back on Calvary Cross. We thank you for him coming in the world. We thank you for how he went through all the stuff that he went through. He went through it for us. And so, therefore, why don't we make a difference? Why don't we change? Why don't we want to be different? So, God, I thank you on today, God. I praise you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for keeping us, God. I thank you, Lord God, for how you took care of when the storm came through on the other day. I thank you, Lord God, for how you shield and protect us, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for our family, Lord God, for things that goes on at times. But, God, you still know all about it. You still working in the midst. I thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God, for how you just work things out about water, God. I praise you for the water. I praise you for the people that don't have clean water and don't have the water that they need right now, Lord God, because I know, God, that you're able to do it for them. I know you're able to change it. You're able to work it out. You're able to go right deep down in the inside of that dirt because you know what need to come out. You know what clean water need to come out and whatever's going on that's keeping that water from being clean. You know how to fix it. You know how to change things. When we walk around thinking that you don't know, you know everything. You know everything in the darkness, even thing that's hidden in the door. You know how to come forth and bring it to the light. So, God, we thank you, Lord God. There ain't nothing too hard that you ain't nothing too hard that you can't do, and there ain't nothing that you don't know how to change things. So, God, we put our trust and our confidence in you on this afternoon for all that you are and all that you're doing. We just pray, Lord God, for these different things that's going on in the world today. We pray, Lord God, we yet praying for the situation of these people that study killing people, study shooting with these guns, God. God, we pray, Lord God, that somehow, in some way, that there'll be some kind of way to be things to be worked out, that these people can't get these guns like they be getting, going around shooting people like they do. And, Lord God, we pray that somewhere, somehow on a computer, that somewhere it'll come up some kind of way that people can see what's going on before they go out with all this ammunition, all this stuff that they go out at one time. And, oh, God, sometimes they may not even get it at one time. They may go get some here, and they may go get some there. But whatever way they do it, God, we ask you, Lord God, to pull the covers off of them in the name of Jesus so this mess can stop. With people riding up down the road, they can't even ride up and down the road. They can't even sit on the house. They can't even sit in their house. They can't even go place without somebody shooting them for some reason whatsoever. And so we know it ain't nothing but a trick of the devil. We bind that spirit up right now, and we plead the blood of Jesus on the enemy, on these situations, on all this mess that's going on that's not of you. We bind the spirit up right now because we know, God, that you are able, Lord God. In your time and in your way, God, you will turn things around. When it look like things ain't being done, oh yes it is. God is seeing it. He knows all about it, and he going to do it whenever he get ready. When he get ready to do his work, he going to do it for us. So, God, for us to do is just keep praying. Just keep praying and keep seeking God because he knows. He's not blind. He see everything that's going on. And so, God, we just thank you for it right now because we know that you are God that's able. You said in your words, anything too hard for the Lord? No, there's nothing too hard for you. You know all about it in the name of Jesus. So you tell us in your word. You said let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may attain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. So God, help us to come bold. When we come to the throne, Lord, help us to cast all our cares on you. Help us to give it all to you. Help us to turn it all over to you, Lord God. And Lord, watch you work it out. Watch you wake and turn these things around. What the word of God said in Isaiah 40:31, but those that wait on the Lord, he said, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. So God, help us, Lord God, to learn how to wait on you. Help us to learn how to give it all to you and turn it over to you, Lord God. God, we pray for the world, God. We pray for our children. We pray, Lord God, for all the children on the all the prayer warriors, kids and grandkids, great grand. We pray for the prayer warriors family right now, each and every one, Lord God, those that's going through right now. We pray that you will shield and protect them in different places where they live and where they stay at in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, for the body of Christ on tonight, Lord God. We ask you to look on us all, God. Help us to realize, God, that you is that healer. You are that deliver, God, and you are able to turn things around. You are able to fix us. You are able to help us to be the child of God that we're supposed to be, that our light might shine, that somebody can see the Jesus in our life, even though somebody may look at us and think something different about us. But long we know who we are, that's all that matters. We don't have to worry about what people say or what people think about us. As long as we know that we're living for Jesus Christ, That's all, it's still that right now in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you, Father. We thank you for everything that you're doing. We praise you, Lord God. And we thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, for just making that way, Lord. We pray, Lord God, for those that are sick in their body. So many, Lord God, is going through sickness in their body. God, so many are going through sickness in their mind. We ask you to give them a change of heart and a change of mind. We pray for those that's on blood pressure on tonight, Lord. We know, God, that you said in your word, God, 2,000 years ago, with your stripes that we're healed. We claim that healing right now. We claim the healing, that everything, that all this sickness is a done deal in the name of Jesus, because we're not a person getting healed. We already healed. Help us, Lord God, just believe it and walk by faith and not by sight. Help us, like Mother Alexander always say, help us to know who we are. Help us to bind that little devil when that mess try to come on us. When it just nipping in the bud at the beginning, in the name of Jesus. Even though it tries to come on, help us to learn. Help us to learn. And we have to learn and stand firm. Help us to stand firm. And not just when things are going good. Help us even when things are going bad. Help us to stand and stand on the word and be rejoicing as we go through. Help us to hold on and knowing that God sees, knowing that he said in his word, he will never leave us nor forsake us. And we can just get that, in our heart and our mind, that God said he would never leave us nor forsake us. That we could just hold on to that word, we could be able to make it, I believe. I believe we could be able to go a little further. When it feel like we can't go, I mean, we can just pull back a little bit more strength and a little bit more faith that we can go a little further, because we know our Savior's with us. We know that he said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. So, God, I thank you tonight, Lord. I pray, Lord God, for all the sickness that's going on. I pray, Lord God, for arthritis. I pray for diabetes. I pray for gout. I pray for the heart problem. I pray for a flu, Lord. I pray for COVID, Lord God. I pray for those that have went through COVID and come out okay. Oh, God, I thank you for that. I didn't thank you for my family coming out of it in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, for eyes being open. Oh, God, I thank you for that, too. That one, I was in that port, too. I thank you, God, for opening my eyes up to more in the spirit as well in the natural. I thank you for that, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, for those that are going through liver problems, those that are going through gout soon tonight, those that are going through what is it, diabetes? I said diabetes. Those that are going through Alzheimer's, thyroid problems. Though that's going through cancer, knowing that all of these things, all of these diseases is already done. It's already a done deal. God, you have done it. You did it on the cross. You said it was finished. You said that when you said, when you was on the cross, it is finished. It's all finished. All of this stuff is already finished. Even when we go through different problems in our life, when we go through attitude problems or different problems like that, all that mess is done with. It's already finished. Help us, Lord God, to have the love for one another and treat one another the way we're supposed to in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Help us to learn how to lay aside every sin and weight that be so easy to beset us in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you tonight, God. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord God. We pray for all what you're doing. We ask you, Lord God, to Lord God, we pray, Lord God, for those that's going through stress tonight. Though that's going through homeless, though that don't have a place to stay, Lord, we ask you to look on them tonight, Lord Jesus. God, just touch them, Lord God. Let them know, God, that you love them. Let them know that you care for them. God, we pray for our young people, Lord God. We pray that you'll keep them. Keep them, Lord God, as they out for the summer, Lord God. We pray that you will just help them to stay alert. And we pray, Lord God, that you would be with them as they start back to school for the fall. We pray that you would just protect these young people, Lord God, and help them, Lord God, to have that mind to want to know you, Lord God, to want to make a difference in their life and want to change and want to do right, Lord God, even though they're walking and don't want to do right. Help them, Lord God. To somehow a way that they would just want to make a difference in their life. And those that's living right, those young people that's living right, help them to be able to help those other ones out, dear Lord, that their light would shine and they would see that when they don't want to do the same thing they do, then they would see, wonder what's wrong with you, wonder what's wrong with you. Let them know they're making a difference in their life. They have changed. They're not They don't up for that kind of foolishness anymore. They got a different way of living, which is they have seen things different, and they want to be different in this walk of life. And they know that Jesus is their savior. He's their author. He's the author and the finish of their faith. And they don't have to walk that way anymore. They can be a change. And God, I pray for in the name of Jesus that young people will see that. In the name of Jesus, after all this stuff that's have been going on in the world, God, oh God, help them to kneel down to you and trust you and rely on you, that you are able to set them free from all the addiction things that they might be going through. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we love you on today. We appreciate you, Lord God, because we know it's your word. It's your word that's going to take us through. It's your word that's going to help us to stand in the last and evil day, because you said in Galatians 6:9, let us not be weary in well-doing, because in due season we'll reap if we faint not. So, God, help us not to faint. Help us to learn how to trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding. All our ways acknowledge you, and you will direct our path. Lord, we praise you, Lord, tonight, Lord. We pray for each and every one in this world today, Lord, one by one and name by name, Lord God. Keep us, God, as we go forward. Help us to keep our focus on you, Lord God, on your word, and binding up these spirits, binding up these faults, things that try to come in and change us and try to make us different and want us to go in some other way. Help us in these areas, God, in the name of Jesus. Help us not to be nervous or how to do things, Lord God. Help us to be bold in the Lord and in the power of your might. Help us, Lord God, to stand and hold on to you, Lord God. Don't forget that you right there beside us. Always remember that you said that you didn't give us a spirit of fear, but power in love and a sound mind. Help us to believe you, Lord God. Help us to walk in that way that you have us to walk in, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because we know that in the name, there's power in the name, and there's healing in the name, and there is deliver in the name. So, God, we thank you, Lord God. And we know that your word says that you have sent your word to heal them and deliver them from their destruction. So, God, we thank you on tonight, Lord. We praise you, because we know that also the word of God said this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And so it's up to us. When we get up in the morning, it's up to us to rejoice in the Lord. It's up to us to not to just say, well, I just don't know if I can make it. No, it's up to you to open up your mouth and say if you're going to rejoice in the Lord or if you're going to just be down and out. So it's up to the individual. You can be down and out or you can be rejoicing in Jesus because you're still alive, and that's a blessing right by itself. So, God, help us not to hold our head down. Help us, Lord God. When I say help us, I mean help me no more. Help us not to hold our heads down and just rejoice and be happy. Just be happy in Jesus. Just believe that God is right there. Like Sister already said, Jesus said he'll never leave us. And that just keep coming back to my spirit. He would never leave us nor forsake us. He would be with us to the very end. And that's just enough right by itself. We praise you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I appreciate you. And I pray, God, for each and every one on the front line, that you'll continue, Lord, to bless your people, that you'll continue to open up doors and make ways. And even when they don't have food to eat, God, you'll make a way for them to get food. You'll fix things for them. You'll turn these things around that need to be turned around. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Hallelujah. My God. The more I hear the woman of God pray, the more I want to learn from her. I just thank God. I thank God for this awesome prayer line that he set up. Amen. Thank God for Pastor B.J. Hubbard, for Prophet. Thank God for the prophetess on this prayer line. I thank God for the evangelists on this prayer line. Amen. I thank God for the ministers. Amen. On this prayer line. I touch and agree with every prayer Oh, my God. I thank God because know what? Through the song says, through toils, dangers, and snares, you know, I have already come. We no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. We're in a win-win situation. We just first have to believe it. We got to know beyond the shadow of a doubt. It has to be embedded in our hearts, our spirit, man. We got to know that we know that we know. And then when we go through, come on, y'all could get y'all nails did, y'all hair did, because the weapons that are formed against us won't ever, never, ever be able to prosper. We can speak the word of God. Speaking the word of God means God has given us the power to speak his word, and it overcomes every situation in our life. But we, on the other hand, must be standing upright, must be following the word of God. If you fall, get back up and keep pressing. But we got to decree, we got to declare what the word, by faith, what the word of God says over our lives, over these situations. Because as Mother McCormick said, it's already finished. It's already done. And it's not that I have to buy a suit and tie to look and play the part. How many scriptures I know, I just have to believe the promises and walk in it. I have to believe the promises of the word of God and walk in them. Once I can recite the salvation prayer of salvation, I don't have to get right. I must believe by faith. After I recite that prayer, it's already done. I'm saved. And that's how I got to believe everything else. Once we speak it, it's a done deal because of the blood. Oh, my God, the blood never lost its power. It's the same power yesterday, today, and forever. The blood. My God. Father, we just thank you for our matriarchs and patriarchs. God, Lord, how the trailblazers paved the way for us, God. That's why we are where we are today. Oh, God, because you've given them a word. You've given them a destiny, a plan. And they've opened doors for us, God, we can open doors for others. Oh, God, we thank you for it. Each one teach one, Lord. And if you're not in the plan, there's no plan at all. And if it not had been for the Lord, where would we be? God, we thank you for our babies, God. We lift them up to you. Lord, everybody's not yours, but everybody's your creation, but everybody's not your child. But the babies, the unwanted babies are yours, you said, Lord. The rejected, you got them. And we just thank you, Lord. We lift them up to you now, God. The ones that's been hurt, aborted, abused, God. We thank you, Lord, because there is a final destination, and that they're heaven bound. They're already in heaven, God. And we thank you for that. My God, eternity, they're going to be laughing and rejoicing and having fun for the rest of their lives. Oh, God, we bless your name, God. Lord, we lift up the youth right now. Wherever they may be, whatever they may be doing, God, there's no stronghold that cannot be broken by your power, by the power of your word, by the power of your name. There's nothing that can stop your word from penetrating and accomplishing what you send it to do, Father. In the name of Jesus. And we stand in faith, believing, giving you praise that all things are going to work according to how you planned it. Though the enemy meant it for bad, you turn it around for people's good in your glory. You said you reign on the just as well as the unjust, but there's some things that the just gets because we're in Christ Jesus that the unjust can't receive yet, cannot receive because they're not in Christ Jesus. So we lift them up to you right now, God. Ask that your Holy Spirit draw them in, God. The whoso ever will, let him come. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for the ones that are in hospitals, God, the ones that had those birthdays and our matriarchs and our patriarchs. Hallelujah, God. Restore the joy in them, God. God, send ministers by, God. Kindle their fire, God. Lord, put your words in their mouth when people come in the room, Lord. Make your words fire when they speak to people, God. God. Hallelujah. Let there be a revival in the rooms, God. Change some things, Lord, for the betterment of the people that come in the room. Let them say, yes, I surrender. What must I do to be saved? God, get the glory out of their lives, Lord. Get the glory out of their lives one last time. Just as Samson said, do it for me one last time, Lord, that you get the glory. Do the same for them, God, before the home going, get the glory even in their room. Confound the wise and prudent of this age through them, using them. Oh, my God, let your healing virtue flow through them, God. Ah, say na moyoko. Let them prophesy to the people exactly what's going on in their lives, to cause them to kneel and surrender, God, that they'll know the truth and the truth shall make them free. In whom if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. God, we thank you, Lord. We lift up Israel. Oh, God, there's enemies all around Israel. But, Lord, Jerusalem is going to be the last place standing in all the earth. No other place will stand other than Jerusalem. U.S. is going to stand, but Jerusalem is the homeland. Amen. We thank you, Lord, for Jerusalem. We lift them up, prosperous things, godly things in Jerusalem, towards Jerusalem. That your will be done as you spoke for Jerusalem, God. Thank you for your angels that surrounds Jerusalem. Keep the enemies at bay, God. We thank you, God, that you're anointing. The enemy can't stand your anointing because he still remembers what had happened in the kingdom of God. He and a third of the angels had got put out, kicked out, body slammed from heaven to earth. And now time is short and he's at a rage. But Lord, you told us not to fret, not to be afraid. You've overcome the world, and to keep our mind on you, and you'll keep us in perfect peace. You said these are the times of the last days. These are the signs, God, and don't be alarmed. Just walk in you. Just walk in you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Just get wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up in you, Father. And we thank you for that, God. We pray, God, for our president and vice president, our cabinet, for the Senate. God, we pray, Lord, for those seats, Lord, the unholy alliances and those seats, Lord, that the ones that are sitting in it, which means no good, and that's totally against you, trying to take the Second Amendment from the Constitution out and going against every right. That's wrong. That's against you. That's against your word. Contrary. God, I pray, Lord, that there be godly people to fill those seats. Every seat in the White House. Oh, hallelujah. In Congress. Hallelujah. Lord, I just lift up the nations to you, God. Hallelujah, the incarcerated, God. Hallelujah, the ones at a high school and college, the ones who got a serious debt because they graduated from college and don't know how they're going to pay the bills and they just graduated, don't have a job yet. God, work it out. Move by your spirit. Oh, Jesus, you make a way out of no way. It's always good. You're always fair and just and holy. Yes, Lord. We thank you for watching over U.S. Hallelujah. And I pray, God, we continue to watch over Israel all the days of our lives, God. Amen. Because that's why you watch over us. Now that we're born again Christians, we understand. Lord, so we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. God bless the military and armed forces, God. Lord, the essential workers, continue to touch them. Continue to, Lord, work on their behalf. Send in your angels, God. Hallelujah. work them for those who maybe can't go out to buy yet, can't move around. Thank you for agencies that pick up their groceries and drop them off to them. God, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You sent your workers, God, stand through thick and thin, God. Let there be a recompense for them. Lord, let there be payment soon. Oh, my God, we thank you. We give you praise, God, in our enemies, Lord. Well, we speak salvation to them, even to the third and fourth generations, all, every person in their family, God. We speak salvation, God. We speak blessings. We speak life to them. Oh, God, not poverty, but prosperity. Not poor, but rich. Not beneath, but above. In the word of God, according to the word of God, walking in the word of God by faith. You said in your word, the just shall live by faith. Send ministers by God to preach and teach the word to them. Lord, that they have a chance to get saved one more time, God. And let their hearts, Lord, let their hearts, God, be tilled. The ground of their hearts be tilled and receptive to your word, God. Oh, we bind the hands of every spirit of sickness, infirmity, disease, and weakness. We're no longer under the curse of the law. We're Jesus. And since we're Jesus, we're the seed of Abraham and heirs according to the promise. No more poverty, nothing missing, nothing broken, but the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Now guard our hearts and minds from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. Draw a bloodline around the perimeter of our houses, including vehicles, bank accounts, children's. We speak debt cancellations, every attack, every scheme, every curse. Every trap, plot, and plan, every transferring spirit, every lingering spirit, every familiar spirit, you got to go now in the name of Jesus. You are an illegal alien, all of you. Every attack, every all-out launched attack, we counter those attacks. In the name of Jesus. And we send angels out to fend on our behalf because we're the heirs of salvation. And we thank you for angels that's on our property, outside and in all of our homes, from the chimney to the basement, in every room. God, we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory, God. Oh, you're worth everything and more. Words can't describe how great and awesome and mighty and holy you are. You're sovereign, you're excellent in all your ways. Oh, hey, shale kaboko no moseke. God, have your way. Just your presence alone destroy all the works of the destroyer. God, we bless your name. We bless you, God, in Jesus' name. And strengthen Pastor BJ for the work yet to come. Moshe K, I see avenues she must walk down, avenues that are opening up that of you. There is an Antichrist trying to create avenues, but the spirit of discernment is sharp in her. She can close those doors easily, with ease. But there are some doors that are about to open up in her favor concerning ministry. And we thank you, Lord, that you have equipped her for the long haul. And she's not going to have a want for anything. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God for that word. Thank God for the prayers and the prayers that went prior. Amen. God bless. This time we're going to have Pastor Sims. Amen.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We're so grateful tonight to be able to come on. And we have to give honor to Pastor BJ for her persistent, constant work for the ministry and spreading the gospel. And we also respect and give honor to every prayer warrior on this line, every person, every woman, man, boy or girl who has chosen to come out and listen to the prayers being prayed in behalf of them and the world. So, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, Father. We dip in your name on high. There's nobody like you. Nobody can do the things that you do. You're not only supernatural, but you're supernatural. And, Father, we come just giving you honor and glory, Father. We come asking you to forgive us for our sins and unrighteous deeds that we have done, Lord. Some things we do are good, but we want to do things that are godly. It can be good, but it might not always be godly. So, Lord, we ask you to lead us and guide us, protect us, Father. Give us wisdom, Lord God. Give us discernment, Father. Show us what we're supposed to do and how we're supposed to do it, Father, that we'll do things your way. Not, the Bible said there's a way that seems right to man, but we want to do the things that are right to you, Lord God, so the blessings will flow, Father. We keep telling and we keep praying and we keep living the word. We're trying because we want others to see and to follow the example that we set up, Father. And we can't set an example, Lord God, unless we follow in your word. We can't fix this thing our way. Lord, we pray for the careless and the unconcerned, Father. We pray for the struggling Christians, the ones that want to do better and keep falling into the same pitfall, Father. But you said in your words, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Father, we pray for relationships right now, whether it be husband and wife, parents and children, friends, church members, whatever. We pray for relationships to grow. And, Father, that you teach us how to love like you love, Lord, that unconditional love. And, Father, we admit, I do, and a lot of other people should. We don't know how to love like you love. We love, seem to love people who love us and will do for us more than people who we just come in contact with. But, Father, that's easy to do, and that's flesh. But we ask you to help us in the spiritual realm, Lord God, that we'll be able to hold up the bloodstained banner no matter who it is. Father, we praise you. We thank you. And, Father, we do pray for Israel again. That's already been prayed for. But I pray again, Father, God, that you bless that nation. You bless it abundantly because they are your chosen people. And, Father, we are too. We are by adoption, adopted into the family of Christ. And, Father, that gives us certain rights that if we hold on to your name, hold on to your word and tell you how at his name, the Bible says demons tremble. And Father, we thank you for the power that you have given unto us that we can stand and hold up, Father. We pray for all the people, men and women, that are caught up in the sex trafficking, Lord. We pray for them. Father, we pray for undertakers, for the funeral directors and all of those that, Father, let them not gouge the people's eyes out by the high costs and the prices just because they can, Lord. Father, don't let them go before God with too much money in their pocket. Help them be lenient and be help people that need help, that don't have anything, Lord God. Father, we give you honor. We praise you. We give you glory. Father, we pray for depressed people, Lord, all over the land and country that have dug themselves into a hole and can't get out. And you told us in your words that if you keep your mind stayed on you, you will keep us in perfect peace. Help us, Lord, to do that. Help us, Father, because we need you, Father. We pray for bereaved families everywhere, all over the land and country. We pray for the sick and the shut-in, Lord, that they be healed and restored, Father. We pray for all of the people that on yesterday, Father God, that didn't have a father and they recently lost a father or whatever father, that you would be their father. And you said you would. You said you'd never leave us or forsake us, but you have to come to him and acknowledge that you believe in him and you have faith to believe what his word says, and he'll come to live within your spirit. Lord God, lift us up all over the land and country, Father, wherever one might be, all of the destruction, the distress, all of the things that are going on, Father. Open blind eyes. Let the people see. Let them be able to expose lies and liars, Lord. Let them be able to see the things that are going on in this world that's not right. And it's not going to be right until you fix it, Lord God. But you said you won't break in on anybody. You said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear your voice, they'll open the door and you will come in. Because you don't want to make zombies out of anybody. You want us to come of your own, of our own free will. Father, we have to love you and we have to give you glory. We have to give you praise because there's nobody like you. Nobody can do the things that you do. Thank you, Lord, for our food, clothes, and shelter. Thank you, Lord, that the gas prices will come down, Lord, that these food prices will come down. But until then, you will take care of us and watch over us like you always have done. Because in times of famine, God's people always prosper. And you can read your Bible and you can see it in there. We're not bound by the world standards and what the people say, but we're bound by what you say. And if we believe, have faith and believe, you said you would take care of us. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for your mercy and your grace. We pray for every family, every problem on this line, anybody that's on here that has a problem. Some of them can't even talk about them. But, Father, you know all about them. And we ask, Father, that you lift us up, Father. Let somebody be able, if they can't say it, let them be able to tell you about it, Father. And we know that you are prayer-answering God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, tonight, if you'd be with my granddaughter who's going to camp for 1 month, Father, that you minister unto her, Father, and watch over and take care of us and your darling angels, Lord, for her and all of the children that are there, Father, that no hurt, harm, or danger will come upon them. That upon them, the instructors and all, Father, that they be ruled and governed by your word and your ways. And, Father, oh, hallelujah. When it's all over, Lord God, and our times on earth are no more, hallelujah, we ask you to just let us lean our heads upon your breast, Father, and breathe our life out sweetly there, knowing, hallelujah, that we have a home not made with hands on the other side. Father, we love you. We praise you. We give you honor. And we give you glory, Lord. We can't praise you as we should. But, Father, help all of us to do the best that we can to lift you up wherever we go, because your spirit lives within us. Father, we love you. We praise you. We honor you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Mighty things he has done, and all the prayers that went forth with such power and such an anointing. Praise the Lord. Bless God. We're going to open the lines now for prayer requests. Praise the Lord. And I have a couple of them that I wanted to pray and share with. We thank the Lord for Sister Barbara tonight, a friend of Apostle Burton on the line. We thank God for you. Do you have a prayer request?
Not at this time. Just be in prayer for just my grandson's safety. The trial did not go well, so we just praying for his safety where he is.
Father, in Jesus' name, you heard Sister Barbara's prayer request. That God, we pray for his her grandson's safety. We don't know what's on the other side of this this report, but God, you know all things. So we're just praying, no matter where he is right now, what even though this trial didn't go in his favor, it appeared to be, but no weapon formed against him shall prosper. Weapons might be formed, but they're not going to prosper and accomplish whatever the enemy wants to do. But we pray that he be encouraged, come against the spirit of fear or torment. We pray, glory, about whatever truth is on the situation, that God, you'll turn around favor. This is not the last of the situation, that God, you got a plan for his life according to Jeremiah 29:11. Glory to God, and we know that it's for good, not for evil, to give him respect and then give him to bless him and give him a future. So I'm praying that his life will turn around to God's being first in his life. We, even in this situation, we are praying that you work the things for the good. Thank God for a praying grandmother and all the others that are praying. We pray that you touch her heart. You said you came to bind the broken heart and set the captive free, whether the parents, glory to God, heart or broken, or anyone else, or whoever else, glory to God, involved. But God, we are praying, glory to God, that justice will be done. And God, whatever needs to be done or restored, you will do it. And even if there is some error someplace, we pray for repentance. But we are praying, glory God, for the power of forgiveness, and we are praying, God, for you to turn things over to God that you may be glorified out the midst of it. So at the end of the day, we still trust in you for whatever the purpose and whatever plan you have for him. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Strengthen her, too, to continue to stand and be encouraged and give him what the word is saying, whatever given time you give her to release some things in the name of Jesus, and that he will have an ear to hear. Take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh, and pray that he will humble himself in whatever else, glory to God, direction you have for his life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. Bless the Lord. Any other prayer requests?
Yes, just this altar. Before I say my prayer, my request, I'd like you to know, all of you, you are God's seed. He collected all the seeds, which is you, and put it together and planted it as a prayer. You are a tree prayer of God. You, God should, God is going to fertilize this tree.
Yes.
And is going to put his rain on. This tree is to grow. Make a big shed that those who are in need, wherever they are, they will come to shelter in this shed and will be healed in Jesus' name.
Praise God.
You are the tree of prayer, and God is planting you, putting fertilizer with his water. You grow with a big shed, which is very strong, no matter which wind will come or storm, will not touch it.
Amen.
Thank
you.
Oh, my Lord.
Thank
you.
Glory to God. What a powerful word. Amen.
Beautiful.
continue praying for me, my leg. The pain I had when I talked to you to pray for it is coming down, really coming down. It was swollen, but now it's not swollen.
Praise God.
Thank you. God bless you.
Father, we do thank you and give you glory and praise for that powerful word of encouragement. God, help us to hold fast to it and continue to fertilize it. God, we just bless you for the outcome. Pray that you bless Mother Ursula. Glory to God and bless her leg. Thank you for the progress in the manifestation of coming forth. But we are praying total deliverance in the name of Jesus. And Satan got to lose his hand off of his off of her body in the name of Jesus. That territory he has invaded is cursed and canceled. That work, Lord, right, that swelling and inflammation is going to come down, any pain or agony or anything else, and we bind him up for transferring spirits of reoccurrence that are coming back. We plead the blood of Jesus, any incidents, accidents, or whatever, and any other kind of diagnosis. We thank you, Lord God, for divine touch and healing, and he is loose right now and go back to the dry places from which he came. We thank you for your healing, God. We thank you for what your word has said in Calvary. It was done, but now we thank you that you've given us power to bind and loose when the enemy comes to attack, because that's what his MO is, to come and steal, kill, and destroy. But you said you came to give us that abundant life, and you told us to have faith in God. So we have our faith in you as we come in agreement for her healing and deliverance. And thank you for the encouraging words. Continue to bless her, to be an encourager. And thank you, Lord God, for blessing in her household, in her family. Thank you, God, for those that you are saving and delivering. Thank you even for the financial blessing that's on its way to manifest. God, we just pray you continue to keep her in perfect peace as she continues to keep her mind and her heart tuned into you and steadfast on you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Praise God. The prayer request that I have, too. Oh, you have one? Go ahead. Someone is about to speak. Well, anyway, I have a prayer request. Something I heard on the I don't know whether it was last night or this morning, about when they were showing some of the elderly, they're having to go back to work in their 70s because they're not going back for pleasure. They're going back for the fact, because they have nothing to do, as the news reporter said. It's because the financial situation has gotten so serious about the finances. Even one man that's been retired for some years and whatever like this, but he was saying he is now delivering food, you know, like you have people and stuff like this that well, I don't know what they call them now. I forgot. It's not whatever company he's under, he's doing that. He said he had to move his pride out of the way so he can do that. The other ladies are talking about whatever money that I did have saved, I'm going, I have to go through that now and stuff like that because the gas prices, like some of them said, and all because of, you know, the food prices, this, that, and the other. And it's sad that even that it has to be. And there's to be young and old going through some difficult times, but it's sad when you done retired and working and whatever like this right here and have a little bit of a savings, and some don't have anything but their Social Security or whatever, and it's getting that bad. They have to be struggling out there trying to do little menial jobs, glory to God, just to get by. And, Father, in Jesus' name, we pray for them right now. We pray for all of our elders, and we know, glory to God, that you desire, glory to God, for them after they done worked and then different things have gone on in their life and trying to, you know, now to retire and have some type of peace, even if it's only just a small income. But whatever's going on in the economy now and what's going on, glory to God, is causing them to have to be in that position. And God, we pray no hurt, harm, or danger come from, but we are praying restoring, glory to God, their finances. God, let them not have to have no accidents or incidents or anybody coming upon their person or trying to hurt them or rob them or whatever because of now the position they've been put in. But God, we pray that they'll be able to have the food, the shelter, and the things that they need, glory to God, and not to have to be suffering because of what's going on in the economy. God, we just pray and glory to God for the economy, period, and for men not to be so greedy, because we have some that, glory to God, are doing very well in high places and whatever, and they're making it hard, glory to God, for those, glory to God, less fortunate. And so we ask you, Lord, to bless and touch, even in the midst of everything going on. Even some of them having health problems. Touch now in the name of Jesus. We are praying that doors will be open and our laws will change in that, and some will be considered of the elders, the seniors, and others, glory to God, where others may, glory to God, may do some things through charity or however. God, we are praying that you are blessed in all of our lives, and even some of us that might be seniors, to say being thankful in all things. So, God, we just bless you today, and we also pray for I had it written down. Pray, glory to God, for, Jesus, what was it? Oh, I can't even remember what it is now. For something to be restored. What was that? I don't even know what the rest of it is, but nevertheless, God will bless. I don't want to hold up any time until the thought comes back, if we have time. But anyone else that have a prayer request, we want to go ahead and take that now.
Yes, ma'am, Sister BJ. I have asking for a prayer for my nephew, Troy. Y'all heard me talk about him because he tries to take care of all of us. And his truck broke down, and they think the motor is gone in it. And I ask for, please, for prayer for that. And I have a cousin I've asked her some time ago to pray for. Her name is Eleanor. She lives in Pennsylvania. She had COVID back when it first came out, and she still is laboring under the results of it. She has to have oxygen, and she's getting really, really depressed. She gets so depressed she won't even talk, or she just is really getting bad. Well, please pray for Eleanor and pray for Troy and his truck. And you're always asking for prayer for my family and the friends and all the people of God that's struggling out here. They know him, but they just can't believe that God is letting these things happen. There's so much of that going on. So I thank you so much.
Praise God. Mother Alexander, you want to pray for Troy and his truck, and also for Eleanor that's still suffering from the COVID. Like she said, when it first came out, she's still having difficulties and getting depressed with it too as well, praying for her health.
Thank you.
Troy and Eleanor.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we bring Troy and Eleanor before you, Lord God. Father God, give them wisdom, Lord God.
Please, Jesus.
Lord, we bind up that foul spirit that come against the mind with this truck. Lord God, give them the wisdom to know, Lord God, what to do about this truck.
Mm-hmm.
Father, you see the heart of everyone, and you know exactly what is going on. But Lord, I know in the midst of this, it has to be the adversary with this confusion and this trouble. But God, I know that you said if we pray and if we believe, oh God, help him to call on your name, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
To seek you, Lord God. Ask you, Lord God, for wisdom to know what to do about this transportation. Because, Lord, you see it all and you know it all. We don't know, Lord. All we have to do is just bring it before you and ask you, Father God. And we know that your word said, if we pray, Lord God, you will hear us and you will answer. And I know that you will do something about this. Father God, touch this young man. Wake him up, Lord God. Let him know, Lord God, that you are the one that created all things. But he have to put his trust and faith in you, Lord God, and call on you to help him with this situation, with this stroke. And Lord, for Eleanor, Lord God, we know your word tell us already, Lord, by your stripe we are healed. Touch Eleanor, mine. Touch her, Lord God. Let her know that your word is what stands, Lord God. And no matter what come against her in sickness and disease, she must believe and she must stand strong on your word to pray this situation down. According to a family member that said about, talk about this prayer on the line, that she wanted a prayer for her and this COVID, Father God, touch her that she will pray this COVID off of her. because sickness and disease, Lord God, you didn't say we're supposed to be suffering all this time. No.
No.
You said by your stripe we are healed. God, put a waking up in Helen on to know that she got to fight this false spirit off of our body and cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. And all I to remember 2 Corinthians 7:14. What God said in his word is true, but we got to believe it. Pray the sickness off of our body that keep our hanging down and the spirit off. In other words, you want to just give up? Father God, touch our mind that she will rise up with a fight in our body, Lord God, to cast this sickness out of her. Father God, we don't know no other way but to say what you said. By your stripe, we are healed. And Lord God, we pray that Eleanor will get that strength and believe that the word of God is true. And if he said it, believe it and fight the good fight of faith. In Jesus' name I pray for Eleanor and Troy. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Bless the Lord. If there is not another prayer request, we will thank the Lord for so many powerful prayers that were prayed tonight. We prayed blood covering over everybody. And thanking God, glory to God, for Rachel touching her body and blessing her. And pray, glory to God, God continue to bless Mother Willette and Mother Pastor Bert, Prophetess Bert, not online. I don't know if neither system, because we did have a little situation going up, and I'm waiting for this card to come in so we can get things back online. So I'm not sure, but I did try to get in touch with Pastor Bird, so I don't know if she may have business or what, but she said earlier she was coming on. So we just pray for both of them that whatever is going on in the background or whatever they have before the Lord, that God bless and give them favor and bless them. And pray for all the other prayer warriors, and just pray glory to God for the Lord bless justice as she continue to go forward in the rehabilitation is supposed to be as she's walking and talking. Praise the Lord. We thank God for her, pray for her salvation and her family, for passing her granddaughter. We thank God for that miracle. And all of us that have been praying, we pray for Prophetess Bird. She will be our speaker on the fourth Sunday. So she will speak that fourth Sunday, just prior to my birthday. Thank the Lord. We're going to look for a treat of God moving and speaking glory to God to her on this Sunday coming. Should be the fourth Sunday. So we bless the Lord and we thank God for all of you. I truly have enjoyed Jesus and the power of prayer and the anointing, and pray and thank God for Mother McCormick's daughter, Catherine, going through her surgery and going through it well, and God bless my father going through. I thought it was just for his rotator cuff, but he was saying they had their disc attaches, something about shoulder reversal. You take the whole shoulder apart and take the ball out of it and put in another plastic or either metal ball in the middle of it, reversal. Thank God, no problem with his heart, no problem, whatever. So his birthday was on the 11th. On the 13th, he had the surgery. When I talked to him last night, he was explaining how serious that surgery was. But we thank God that he brought him through. And then saying it's another one, have to be doing the other one, but it's not as bad. But who at 86? Well, we thanking God, glory to God, for his mercy in that. So we just praise God for all that he's done and for the powerful prayers that's gone forth for the different people that we've been praying for, whether it be our loved ones or family or friends or people we don't know. But we thank God for all the reports. And thank God, glory to God, for that word from Mother Ursula tonight to encourage us as a body. So in the meantime, Amen. We love the prayers for myself too as well. As we continue to pray one for another, we want to make a difference in our lives, how we, glory to God, being the light and the salt and wanting to be illuminated. The more and more our flesh die, the more and more we be obedient to the Lord and walk in the love and forgiveness and join together, we'll be a force to be reckoned with, glory to God, against the enemy to annihilate over that things he's doing. But keep the faith and don't let what is going on in the media and things that we know that are true going on around that are facts, but we sold them for the truth of Jesus Christ for the change.
That's
so we're going to continue to celebrate him. Yes.
I do have a testimony. a praise report. Yesterday, of course, it was Father's Day. So I invited my son and his fiance over. And it was my son's birthday at the same time. And I invited a couple, a married couple from the church over. And we sat there, had some fried chicken and fries, and we had a good time. And I wanted them to meet each other. And it was just an awesome time in the Lord. And we really celebrated yesterday. And it was Juneteenth at the same time. But praise God. It was an awesome, awesome, awesome time. Amen.
That's a blessing. Well, we praise God for that union and what God bless. And I pray there were some words imparted in his spirit and the fellowship and the joy of the Lord being manifested for all of y'all being together. So that's wonderful. Praise God for that report. Amen. Amen.
I want to give you a praise report from the little girl, my niece. You remember the little girl that we was praying for when my sister was living, that she was saying, my niece?
Oh, the one with the situation with her father and all that?
Yeah. She got herself there in the nursing. She got her letter for being the start this fall. For nursing, for
wonderful. All the things she was challenged with, we've been praying for, and thank God, God just blessing her mind and keeping her focused and being able to be successful to do that. That's a blessing.
I think she had to go 2 years, but she's happy about that. So just keep her in prayer.
Well, praise God. Thank God for that report.
Yeah. And thank you for praying for Catherine, too.
Huh?
I said thank you for praying for Catherine, too.
Yes. And Teresa. We thank God for the good report that came back with her, too. Praise God. And I don't know if some of y'all remember her niece back here some time ago, over the last couple of years. There's some things that were going on in the, you know, with her and the challenges with her. Mind and, you know, the circumstances with the family and her father and the know that God to bless her and keep her focused and being able to bless her and go over to God that she didn't have to go backwards, you know, being, you know, with the stuff that the enemy was fighting her with her mind and to be able to go forward in her desire. That is a blessing from God. Praise God.
Thank God. That's why I said we can't give up on our young people, either on our older people, because God is working behind the scene, you know, as we continue to stick together and be Elsa, was it Elsa that was talking about the tree?
Yeah.
What she was saying, the tree prayer. Yeah, we just have to keep on praying for everybody because I just believe a lot of people that's been on this prayer line, God has done some great things in their lives and he's yet doing it for them. Yes. So we just have to.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
I bless the Lord again for the reports, and I keep us covered under the blood and bind up any attacks or any satanic forces that would try to come and interfere with the prayers or either in our lives and ask the Lord to cover us all under the blood, that we'll continue to get stronger in him through his word to keep the communion. Glory to God and not break. Glory to God covenant. And just pray blessings spiritually, financially, emotionally, and whatever we got to wait on God for, have patience to wait. Go out with faith. But know that he's going to manifest his word because he's not a God that he should lie. So help us to continue to pray one for another. Be blessings upon you. Look forward to you all praying for Prophetess Benjamin for next Sunday for the Lord to bless and pray that we continue to keep the prayers going on daily in the name of Jesus. We love you. Thank God for you. Sweet rest and sleep and pray you have a beautiful week in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Love you too.
All right. Love you. Alone. Glory be to God. He's worthy. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh us to lay down in green pastures. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.